Listening practice 3. You are now watching 2 YouTube videos about unusual jobs. Listen and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers. Video 1. Irene from Poland.
Hello everyone. My name is Irene Nowak. I'm from Poland. I've been working in Hong Kong as a body parts model for 5 years. Come this way. Let me show you what I normally do. Here I am inside a studio on Hollywood Road. We're going to do a product shoot today. There are photographers here. Can you see them? They're going to take pictures of my hands today. I'm not a fashion model because I'm not tall enough, but I have beautiful hands and feet. I like being a body parts model because it's fun. I've met people from different industries and I can make a good living. Last week, I did one TV commercial for a company that sells nail polish. I was paid 8,000 Hong Kong dollars for a day of work. Not bad, is it? Today, the photographers are going to take photographs of my hands wearing diamond rings. To be a good body parts model, I must know how to hold my hands so that they look beautiful while showing off a product. It's like posing for the camera. One of the challenges of this job is that I need to hold my hands still for hours, which can be very tiring. I have to take good care of my hands every day. For example, I have to apply moisturizer to my hands 20 times a day. Yes, 20 times a day. And I wear gloves all the time. Of course, I avoid doing housework and cooking. Well, I'm not complaining about that. If you want to be a body parts model like me, you must have perfect hands and feet with even skin tone. Oh, I've got to go now. The set is ready. See you next time. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Bye!
Video 2. Jean from France.
Hey, what's up? It's Jean here, or rather Jeanne in French. I'm from Paris, as some of you may know, and I'm going to show you what I do every day to make a living. I have an unusual job. I am a food stylist. Yep, I have a creative job, which requires me to make food look good in television commercials, prints, and photographs. Many people don't know that most of the food and drinks that you see in a magazine or an advertisement have been manipulated by food stylists. Yep, the food and drinks look delicious, but you'd never want to eat it or drink them. Why? Because we put things like food colouring, oil, or sometimes foam on the food to make it look delicious. I'm sure you've seen a picture of a bowl of ice cream in a magazine. It looks delicious, right? Well, real ice cream melts quickly under hot lights, so we can't use it. Instead, we use fake ice cream. Yes, you've heard me correctly, fake ice cream. It is made by combining canned frosting with sugar. It scoops perfectly and stays camera ready for hours. Another example is a roast turkey. Usually I spray the skin of the turkey with a brown sauce, water and food colouring. To get the perfect colour, I burn the skin lightly with a blowtorch, but inside it is uncooked. Sometimes I stuff it with paper towels in order to plump it up so that it looks good in photographs. These are just some of the tricks I use in food styling. The hardest part of my job is to make the food look good enough to eat during the lengthy photography sessions. Now I'm going to go to the studio. What are we shooting today? Turkey? Oh, we're shooting a turkey today. All right, guys, that's all for today's video. I'll see you again. Cheers!
That is the end of listening practice 3. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.